Officers of Convention, and Saints of God in Southeast Florida. That's y'all. Hey.
Hey.
I'm Donna Mote. I'm the Dean of the Keys Deanery, and it's my privilege to be the 34th rector of St. Paul's Episcopal Church, Key West. Have y'all heard of us? We're at the end of the road. The only people farther south are our neighbors. There's Calvin at St. Peter's, four blocks further south. We are the southernmost Episcopal outposts in the United States. And we live in our nation's only Caribbean city, where the climate is even more brutal here than in lovely Boca Raton. St. Peter's has had two church buildings, St. Paul's overachieving. The oldest parish in our diocese, one of the seven original parishes in the Diocese of Florida, has had not one, not two, not three, but four church buildings. Do you know why?
Hurricane.
Hurricane. And so, after three buildings in the 19th century, from 1913 to 1919, the good people of St. Paul's rebuilt again because building back is in our parochial DNA. Praise God. The story is that the people had the same concrete recipe as that of Mr. Flagler, which was used on his railroad. Do you remember that? If you drive down US 1, do y'all know where that is? That's how I got here. That's the only way to get here. If you drive to the end of US 1, all the way down there, 46 bridges, several of which go alongside, if not on, some of those concrete pylons. Do you know why that concrete is still standing? Two words, say it with me, fresh water. If you mix concrete properly with fresh water, it will stand a long time. I won't say that St. Paul's people in the past were cheap. I might say they were unnecessarily frugal, or they were falsely frugal, because they got the Flagler concrete recipe, and guess what they mixed it with? Salt water. Now, you can give them a little slack, because until the Navy built all those wells in Florida City in the 1940s, the only fresh water on Key West was what collected from the falling rain into your cistern. Nevertheless, that beautiful building, dedicated in 1919 and now filled with prestigious and glorious stained glass windows from four of the most prominent studios in our country, and having the oldest chime of bells in all of Florida, which stands silent. You know why? Because the tower is structurally unsound. Because why? Because no fresh water. Now, we are people who have stories and follow a fellow who sat beside wells and talked to people about what? Living water. And I want to tell you that fresh water is living water for concrete. And I want to tell you that having determined that if we don't act soon and very soon, we may see the king before we see St. Paul's standing for any more years. We have determined we got to get going. I've only been there not quite 2.5 years, and so we decided there's money out there. We just got to find people who want to give it to us. So in this regard, it is to our advantage that we have an aging, beautiful building, which is the home to a vibrant worshiping community who increasingly invites the community in to share those spaces. We host all kinds of concerts. We have 12-step meetings, meeting all over the campus and different days of the week, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Great. Those are the three primary criteria to have an old building housing a vibrant congregation that's connected to the community, and you can apply to a grant program through a partnership of the National Trust for Historic Preservation and Friends of Partners for Sacred Places. Together 8 years ago, they created something called the National Fund for Sacred Places. So for once, it's good to be old and vibrant all at the same time. And we are pleased beyond measure to report that the first partner project of the National Fund for Sacred Places in all of Florida 2 weeks ago was announced as St. Paul's Episcopal Church, Key West. Woo! That means immediately we have access to a $10,000 planning grant to spend however we need, and we need it to help us finish the structural engineering assessment of the building, so we know exactly how bad it is, and it's pretty bad. And it means a $250,000 capital grant. So that's like the first gift in a what will be a very large capital campaign. And I want to echo what we just heard about Hearts of Palm Center. The money is there. Amen? We are people who affirm abundance, not scarcity. God is good all the time.
God is good.
Oh my God, these are Episcopalians. Yay, God is good. And the money is there and the partners are there. And so let's all discern together. I think the best synonym for discipleship is ongoing discernment. Let's discern together how God is calling each of us and all of us to participate together as a diocese. We're the smallest unit in the Episcopal Church. A diocese, y'all. A geographic area of congregants and congregations that together can do more to minister to our patch than we could do individually or apart as different congregations. Let's put our souls, our hearts, and our financial resources together to work to build these things that are needed. I've said over and over to the congregation of St. Paul's, if all we're talking about is restoring a clubhouse that we don't share with anybody else, I am not interested. But if we are serious, and we are, about preserving this historic building so that it may increasingly be shared as a religious, spiritual, cultural, musical, community asset that it is, I'm all in. Find the place where you are all in and collaborate with others to whom the Spirit has spoken the same good word of God's good news. Thank you.